Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 272 of Her, the podcast where you're going to hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her breath. Yeah, this is good. Take a deep one now. Come on, deep cleansing breath, everybody. We're going to have an absolutely wonderful show. And before we begin, just know that this episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. Alrighty, here's your first reminder to click on iTunes after this episode. Rate and review the show because I love hearing from you. Your feedback is marvelous. Love it, love it, love it. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
So I'm cruising along, reading the New York Times, and what do I read? Oh my goodness, it's an article that I just loved about, how to breathe better, and 9 exercises about how to do that. Now, why is breathing so terribly important? Well, in the era of COVID, you better know it's important because you need to have strong breathing muscles all the way from the neck, throughout the chest, even your diaphragm, you forget it's a muscle. And so taking those deep breaths is where it's at, but do we do that? Of course not. You know, we're always walking around with those little staccato breaths and just not being able to get that full, you know, lung-filled volume of oxygen. And why is that so important? Well, we're going to learn why it's so important when we bring on our guest, Kelly DiNardo. Now, Kelly is not only a writer, the book that she has written that I just absolutely love is Living the Sutras. She teaches yoga and has done so for more than 15 years and is the owner of Past Tense Yoga Studio in Washington, D.C. She's a graduate of Cornell University, earning a BS in communications, and learned enough science to be dangerous. Okay, that's really what it is. And all of her information, I mean, she's all over the place. You know, you probably read her in Oprah Magazine, Martha Stewart Living. Is Martha Stewart still around? Oh my gosh. And just on and on and on it goes. I don't want to waste another moment. Kelly, welcome to the Her Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Now, Kelly, what's with the breathing thing? All right. Let's dig into this. Why is breathing so important?
Well, lots of reasons. We do it 25,000 times a day, roughly. And we generally do it automatically without thinking about it. And if you think about when we talk about health, we talk about food and water and fitness and sleep. And we can go a long time, days, without doing a lot of those things. But we can't go even minutes without breathing. It just regulates everything. It impacts our body on this deep cellular level. And research is showing that the way we breathe influences so much: our weight, our athletic performance, allergies, asthma, our mood, our stress levels, how much we're able to focus at work, all of it. So it's just really important.
And don't forget COVID.
That's right.
Don't forget COVID. Yeah, you know, it was really interesting, you know, as I was getting into this whole, oh my goodness gracious, way to be able to help prevent issues with COVID if you should be infected, the pulmonary issues. One of the things we found was that people who present with COVID who have pulmonary involvement, meaning that the infection now had come down into the lungs all the way down to the alveoli, that the people who did the absolute best were those people who, despite the infection in the lung, already had strong breathing muscles, as I mentioned earlier, and that they were able to maintain a greater volume of oxygenation. For that matter, they actually blew the minds of physicians who were examining them, because they would come in appearing blue. They were breathing fairly rapidly, yet they continued having a full-on conversation with you. And then when you put on the pulse oximeter on the finger to find out what their baseline oxygen saturation was, it was so low that most physicians would put them on a ventilator. And instead, they were sitting there staring at you blue and still talking. They're called happy hypoxemics. Happy hypoxemics, meaning hypoxemia means you don't have enough oxygen. So then after reading this, and it all made sense to me, I really started pushing the whole, would you please exercise your breathing muscles? Would you please take those deep breaths and don't be satisfied with these? So when I read your article, I said, oh my gosh, this is fabulous. Mm-hmm. So I'd love for you to take our wonderful listeners through the 9 exercises. What would they be?
Absolutely. And I will give you one other bit about breathing and COVID that's really fascinating.
Oh,
when
cool.
And this comes to the first exercise, the very first thing that we can do to improve our breathing is to shut our mouth. Nasal breathing is so much healthier for us than mouth breathing. And one of the many, many reasons why is that when we breathe through our nose, we increase the amount of nitric oxide that we can take in. And that is a molecule, a hormone chemical that opens the blood vessels, which increases circulation and allows oxygen, blood, and nutrients to travel to every part of the body. So immune function, weight, mood, sexual function, all of it influenced by nitric oxide. So just by closing your mouth, you will increase that by 6%. If you hum, right, a certain amount of humming every day, whenever you hum, you increase it by 15%. Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
So that's one way to increase your nitric oxide. And here is the connection to COVID. They are now giving some serious patients, COVID patients, nitric oxide. That is one of the treatments for COVID patients, is nitric oxide.
Unbelievable. So I love it.
Naturally increase your own nitric oxide just by breathing through your nose and humming.
I love it. I absolutely love it. About the only time you really should be breathing super deeply through your mouth is if you're really doing like big time intense exercise. And then I think you can be forgiven for opening your mouth. But, you know, really, you should just practice walking down the street and breathing through your nose. It actually increases the pressure deep inside and gives you a better tidal volume, meaning that the total amount of oxygen, and also really exercises your diaphragmatic muscles. Yeah, we like that part.
Absolutely.
Take us through the exercises. Come on, I'm so excited. I'm humming and I'm breathing through my nose. Keep it going. Keep it going.
So one of the exercises is called belly breathing or diaphragmatic breathing. And what you want to do is lie flat on your back. I recommend doing it with your knees bent, so just nice relaxed position. And you're going to put one hand on your chest and the other on your belly, just below your rib cage. And you want to breathe in really slowly through your nose, so your stomach expands against your hand. And you want to make sure that the hand, or try to make sure that the hand on your chest, it doesn't move that much. And then you're going to slowly exhale through the nose and feel the belly move down to its original position. And you want to repeat this for 5 to 10 minutes. And then as you get more comfortable with that technique, you can practice it sitting or standing. And it is incredibly relaxing. So beyond kind of retraining us how to breathe more deeply and more slowly and practice breathing through the nose, it is, if you're feeling stressed out or you have a presentation to give or you can't sleep, this is a great thing to do to kind of help settle your whole system down. So that's one. The other one, and just I'll give you a bonus one that didn't make it into the story.
Bonus. Okay, here we go. Good. Bonuses are good.
Another great breathing exercise you can do is called bee breath in yoga. And this is going to incorporate that humming that we just talked about. So you're going to inhale through the nose. And as you exhale, you're going to make a humming sound like a bee. And you can actually, if you want, you can close your ears while you do that and you'll feel the vibration too. That's another one that's really relaxing. And that'll give you a nice little boost of that nitric oxide that we were talking about.
Ooh, we love it. Okay, keep going. Yeah. Keep going.
Okay. So the other thing I really recommend is doing some rolling, some foam rolling. So when you breathe into chest muscles, when you breathe into the chest, the muscles in the neck and the shoulders and the back, they try to help out. And they can become tight. This is part of why we want to really practice that deep belly breathing. So when the muscles in the upper body are really tight, they can restrict normal breathing. So it actually becomes this like vicious circle, right? So you want to massage parts of the upper body. You can do a tennis ball or a massage ball, and that will help loosen and lengthen and relax the muscles, and they'll give you a little bit more room to breathe. I'm going to really beg listeners to not use a lacrosse ball or anything really hard. You want something that's softer than that. This is not a place where more pain is a good pain. You want to be slow and gentle. And there are a couple of places you can roll. The first one would be, it's called a pectoral roll. And so you're going to stand facing a wall. And you're going to place the ball underneath your collarbone, right at the sternum. And then you're going to lean into the wall and slowly roll the ball back and forth, side to side, along that little gutter or valley that runs underneath your clavicle. And you'll do that, 30 seconds, a minute, and then you'll switch and do the other side of your chest. The other one that I love, and it feels so good, is called an intercostal roll. So the muscles in between your ribs are your intercostal muscles. So you're going to stand with your side to the wall and lift your arm closest to the wall overhead. And you can either place the palm on the wall or maybe bend the elbow and rest the palm of your hand on your upper back, whatever feels most comfortable. And you'll put the ball underneath the armpit at the top of your ribs and lean into it and then just gently rock back and forth. And massage that part, and then you'll lower the ball an inch and repeat, and you'll keep going down your side, massaging those intercostal muscles between your ribs until you get to your lower ribs, and then you'll turn around and repeat on the other side. It feels so good.
Oh my God, I've actually done that. Oh, yeah. To die for. You know, you forget about your chest. It's like being mindful about the muscles up there. I think that we don't really appreciate them until we really need them. And I think it's really important for people to just now start paying attention to that, not just your legs and how strong they are and your arms, how strong they are. When's the last time you really sat down and really kind of, thought about your chest? I think most women, when they think of chest, they think of their breasts. And I'm thinking, those are there too. And that's real special. And thanks for sharing. But, you've got all these pectoral muscles, you've got the neck mm-hmm. muscles, you know, and they're all involved in doing this really well. That's why I also recommend when you're walking down the street and doing your gig and trying to stay active, obviously, you know, and you're breathing through your nose. I'm watching you breathing through your nose. This way you don't inhale half those, you know, insects flying around out there anyway. But breathing through your nose and picking up that pressure, increasing your tidal volume and getting stronger. But you're also going to get a chance to really fill up your lungs big time. And when you do mm-hmm. that, you exercise those diaphragm muscles. I've mentioned them several times, but people forget there's a muscle there. It's a big ass muscle that separates really the lung cavity from the abdominal cavity. And, you know, you got to work it. Got to work it, girlfriends, because if you don't, when you need it, ain't going to be there, right? And this is another reason why it's so important to watch your weight. When you start, especially for women over the age of 40, when they start packing on weight in the belly, you start, you know, pushing up that diaphragm. And when you push up the diaphragm, you decrease the volume, the area of volume for the lungs. And in doing so, you know, you're not getting full expansion. And it's also much easier to pick up a pneumonia or an infection at the base of the lungs because it's not getting, you know, aerated appropriately. And God forbid you get COVID too. So all the more reason, this is a holistic experience. Take good care of yourself in general and really make sure you're doing your lung hygiene. So listen, Kelly, take it away with some more.
Yeah, well, I'm a big fan of foam rolling. And, you know, we use that term sort of ubiquitously, but I really prefer tennis or massage balls. And actually, I highly recommend Jill Miller sells these wonderful tune-up balls, and they come together in a little sack. And so if you have two of them, you put them in the sack together and you can get into some deeper places. So that's, if you're curious about that, that her website is a good place to check out. But if you only have one ball, you're going to work on the trapezius muscles in the upper back and upper shoulders. And you're going to take that ball and you're going to turn so your back faces the wall, and you'll place the ball at the top of your trapezius, and you're going to lean into the wall. And basically, imagine you're wearing a tank top, and you're going to trace the line of the tank top strap with the ball. And you're just going to lean up, roll it up and down by bending and straightening your knees, and then lifting and lowering the heels, and you'll get into that upper back muscle. It feels good, and it will also help you breathe a little bit better. And then once you do one side, turn and do the other side. If you're lucky enough to have the balls grouped together, or just even two tennis balls, you can do this lying down on the ground. You'll put the balls right at your upper back, and then you can lift up into a little bridge pose and scoot yourself back and forth a little bit. The other one I love is, and again, this just feels good as well as helping breathe a little bit deeper, is anything that will help release the neck. So down the sides of your neck, you have we have multiple muscles, but two that are involved in all of this. One are the scalenes, which is actually a group of muscles. And then you've got, and they hide out under a muscle called the I can never pronounce this. We'll go with the initials, SCM.
Sternocleidomastoid.
There it is.
Hell yeah. You know, come on now. Too many years of medical school for me. Oh yeah.
Exactly. Thank you. So what you want to do is take that tennis ball or your massage ball and come down onto your back with either a yoga block or a nice thick book. And you're going to put the ball between the book and your neck, and you're going to turn your head to the right, and you want the ball right at the upper neck behind your ear, and you're just going to let it sit there, and you're going to take 5, maybe 10 really deep breaths, and then you're going to gently nod your head yes three or four times and shake your head no for three or four times, and then you'll switch sides, and that will start to massage that. I'll give you another bonus one that I love, and it's easy to do if you don't happen to have a ball, but you can take your fingers right behind your ear at that same spot. Just take your index and middle finger, your little peace fingers, and you can palpitate that area and just walk your fingers down the valley that runs between your ear and your lower neck, and give yourself a little self-massage. And if you want to know that it's working, this is my favorite party trick. Before you do it, you're going to look over your right shoulder, and you'll just notice how far you can look before it becomes a strain. And then you look over your left shoulder and do the same thing. And then either massage the neck with the tennis ball or with your fingers, and then look over each shoulder again. And it's crazy. You'll be able to take your neck and see further, so you know that it's working. But those muscles get recruited into respiratory function when we're breathing in our chest. So we want to release them. They're also good to release if you spend any time at a computer, which I think most of us do these days. So those would be the foam rolling exercises I would recommend for better breathing. The other thing, the other exercises that are great to help with breath is anything that improves your posture, because poor posture restricts the diaphragm. It slows down blood flow and digestion. So exercises like cat-cow stretch from yoga, where you're, you know, in a tabletop position on the floor with your hands under your shoulders, and you just inhale and drop the belly, press the chest forward, and then exhale, tuck the chin and round the spine.
Oh, I love that one. That's my favorite. It feels so good. And sometimes
it feels so good.
Oh my God. Sometimes after I've been, you know, sitting for a while, which I think we're all doing, and you know, and I want to be able to just feel so much better, I will just get on my, you know, all fours, and I will do that cat stretch. Oh, it feels so good. And
so good.
Oh my God. And you forget what a crappy posture you're in until somebody actually walks in and says, "Oh my God, you are totally hunched over, and you just look like terrible, look like a little you, like a cashew, you know?" And oh my God, the worst thing you could do. There's also something else too, just saying. There are some really nice apps out there for posture. There's one that I love. It's called the Upright Go. Upright, like you're sitting upright, go. And it's a real simple posture sensor that you just put on the upper part of your back, and it simply is Bluetooth. You connect with an app, and you're able to actually monitor with an avatar.
Your posture.
Oh my God, it's the best. And you can actually you train yourself with biofeedback. That, on top of what you're saying, Kelly, you know, could be kind of a good thing. People, okay, let me ask you a question. Kelly, if I tell you right now, Kelly, sit up straight. Okay, now you're going to sit up straight. How long before that goes to hell, real quickly?
Oh, I mean, I'm guessing under a minute for most of us.
30 seconds.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Is that crazy?
I mean, it's unfortunate.
Right?
Yeah, it is crazy. I did another story in that same section, the at-home section for the New York Times, about stretches to combat all that sitting. So you can find, if you're interested in the breathing story or the stretching story, you can find them both there. But the stretching story gives you things you can do right in your desk chair to kind of help with your posture. So there's, you can do that cat-cow stretch we were just talking about in your chair. You just want to scoot your bottom to the edge of the chair, hold on to your knees and round your spine, and then stick out your chest. And doing that a couple of times a day really does help if you're spending too much time at your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just thinking about our spine and sitting up straight is such a good thing for all of us.
I love it. I love it. And I love it. Oh my gosh, you're hitting it all. So what other parts of the body are we going to use? Just one more. What other thing can we do to really improve our breathing?
What else can you do to improve your breathing? I mean, I really think the number one thing is to start practicing breathing through your nose. And, you know, there's a fantastic book, and I interviewed the author, James Nestor, for this piece. It's called Breath. And I think it's The Lost Art of Breathing. That's not the right subtitle. But, you know, he talks about different ways to help you train yourself to breathe through your nose. And some people even get a little piece of medical tape and they put it on the center of their lips to remind them to keep their mouth closed at night. But a lot of us, we're so congested, right? So the first thing is to actually clear the congestion so that you can breathe through your nose. And there's a great exercise from this guy, Patrick McEwen. He wrote this wonderful book called The Oxygen Advantage. He's written lots of books. But the best way to clear that congestion so you can breathe through your nose a little bit better is you're going to sit up really straight, inhale and exhale through the nose, and then you're going to pinch both nostrils shut, and you're going to shake your head up and down or side to side until you feel the need to breathe. It's called air hunger. And then you'll take a slow breath in through the nose. And if the nose is still congested, you'll do that again, you know, 5 or 6 times. And that, it's amazing. It clears up congestion, whether it's from allergies or just general nasal congestion like you wouldn't believe. And that'll make it easier for you to breathe through your nose. So that would be
another one. I love this. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that is such a cool idea. I never thought about that. That's crazy. All right. Well, I'm just all over it. This breathing thing is amazing.
It is.
Tell everybody how to learn more about your wonderful work, Kelly.
I have a website. It's called kellydenardo.com, and that links to whatever I'm working on. You can find me on Instagram, links to my studio, all of it. That's the best way to find me.
Now, are you doing Zoom from your studio, or how are you teaching people?
Yes, we are. We are doing Zoom from the studio. I'm actually not teaching asana right now. I am enjoying taking a lot of classes.
So good for you.
If you come practice with past tense, you'll see me on Zoom. So we have lots of online classes, a pretty full schedule, and I am going to be teaching some workshops in the fall. I'm actually going to teach a breathing workshop that'll teach people different pranayama techniques or yoga breathing techniques, and we'll go through some of this foam rolling and some different physical asana postures to help with better posture and just things that open you up. So it's not on our schedule yet, but it will be.
Well, and I also want to recommend your book, Living the Sutras, A Guide to Yoga Wisdom Beyond the Mat. I just think it's what I love about it is it's just holistic living. And it's an integrative way of being able to look at how all of this, you know, comes together. So kudos to you, Kelly. You
Thank
rock
you, Dr.
on.
B.
I love to read your pieces. And I thought this one was so timely, especially in the era of COVID, to say the least. So
Thank you. Just fabulous.
I can't thank you enough for being on the Her podcast. Oh, my goodness gracious. Everyone run on over to her website, Kelly DiNardo. That's DiNardo.com, and get her book, Living the Sutras. Now, right now, everyone out there, please take a minute to hit iTunes, rate and review the show, because I'm sitting here waiting to hear from you. That's why. And why else? Well, because I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the Herb Podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every single episode of the Herb Podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening today. And listen, stay safe and stay well.